Hey everybody, my name is Danielle and this is Chatter Out Loud. Thank you so much for joining me. Your presence is very much appreciated. So welcome or welcome back. Today I'm going to chat about Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Miracles of Christmas, new original movie, Christmas Bedtime Stories. So if you're interested in hearing my thoughts about the movie, keep listening. All right, Christmas Bedtime Stories. It premiered on Saturday, October 29th at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. It stars Aaron Cahill, Steve Lund, Charlie Weber, and Alice Comer. And the synopsis is as follows. When Danielle is left to raise her daughter after her husband goes MIA and is presumed dead, she begins to tell her daughter bedtime stories of her father. All right. Danielle's daughter, Audrey, she yearned to know more about her dad. This was triggered because of a father-daughter dance that was coming up at her school. Her dad, Colby, was presumed dead 3 years ago, three years earlier while on deployment. He's a Marine. So Danielle began to tell Audrey stories about her dad and it began to stir up a lot of emotion. Now, mind you, Danielle had seemingly moved forward in her life and actually began building a new life with Pierce. And Pierce is an old friend of both Danielle and Colby. There were a few threads in this story. We have Audrey missing her dad. So she and her mom's relationship is part of the story. We have Pierce and Danielle's partnership. And all of these relationships are impacted by the memory of Colby and Danielle's love. Are you following? I thought the story was written very well. Yeah. So this story, it was narrated by memories and signs of Danielle and Colby's love. The ornament, the guy with the same jacket, the timing of her, meaning Danielle, running into her friend Lisa, the snowstorm on Audrey's birthday, the flashing Christmas tree. All of these signs were bringing up unresolved feelings in Danielle. And while these feelings are known to be normal, as one goes through the process of healing, it was clear that Danielle had difficulty making sense of what she was feeling, right? Okay, so I don't want to make it about me, but I like this movie from the start. And that's just because the lead character's name was Danielle. So yeah, I have bias. Just saying. All right, this was a great story. I loved how it was told. I appreciated the promise and the hope of Danielle and Colby. This is kind of a spoiler, but I was waiting for Danielle to wake up at the end. You know, it was just too good to be true, right? But just to back up a little bit, I felt all the feels in this movie. This was an emotional movie. I thought I'd tear up when I was watching the previews. I was getting ready for this one, and I did. When Danielle sang Silent Night to Audrey, they just talked about that bear and getting it fixed so she can hear her dad's voice. And that scene, though it was short, Aaron Cahill, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, she just caught me off guard with her performance. Yeah, she got me. Let's talk about Pierce for a minute. I won't dwell on the fact that he and Danielle's relationship, while 3 years after Colby was presumed dead, he was friends with Colby and Danielle. I always have mixed emotions about that. You know, friends from the past, friends of both the bride and the groom, and then something happens and then that friend marries the bride or the groom. I don't know. No judgment. It's just, I don't know. Moving past that, Pierce was just so gentle and patient with Danielle. He gave her space and time to search through her feelings. That takes a very strong person and a very mature person to do that. All the while, he knew Danielle just wasn't over Colby. I mean, it was evident. I liked how they wrote this into the story. Not that he was friends with Colby. I didn't like that part so much. But I liked how he loved her so much. He gave her room to work through whatever she needed to work through. And I just thought that was a very adult approach. And I really appreciated that. The decision they both made, they meaning Pierce and Danielle, the decision that they both made for their relationship, I thought that was very adult and mature as well. I like that they had resolution between the two of them. That little girl who played Audrey, did she get you tearing up too? I already started again when Danielle was coming, when she was coming out of the bathroom. But then the little girl, she just tugged at my heartstrings. And I don't know. I just thought these performances were done well. I did have a hard time with the night with how the story was so nicely wrapped up in the ending, you know. But that's okay. It's Hallmark and I accept it. But I just thought this was a beautiful story. I love the way it was narrated. I love the way it was told. I just loved it all. A few observations. All right. So I believe in a loved one's presence and the power in that. I think that's a real thing. That part of the storyline that really moved me. The flower girl, Jenny or Annie. I can't remember what that little girl's name was. She was so cute. And this was during Danielle and Colby's wedding, right? That little flower girl was adorable. And Danielle's dress in her wedding, that was beautiful. I like the low V cut in the back. It was very, very pretty to me. I like the idea of the fire pit in the backyard and a classic Christmas movie watch at Lisa's house. I thought that was pretty cool. As Danielle worked through all of her emotions, I like that they brought Lisa back into her life to offer a different point of view of someone losing a spouse and how they move on. Lisa and Doug were the couple, and Doug was in the same unit as Colby, and he also passed during that situation. I think the airline was struck down or something like that, but Doug, Lisa's husband, was also in that unit. But Lisa's story was her being remarried and thriving in her new marriage, and her husband lost his wife, so they each bonded over having similar experiences. But both of the experiences that Danielle and Colby had, and then Lisa and Doug had, I just liked how they showed, they did that in the movie, and they show that the challenges of dealing with grief and losing a spouse, and the challenges of finding love, and that no two relationships are alike. So I like the way they did that. Audrey's birthday party and singing happy birthday. Danielle hallucinated. She thought she saw Colby. Pierce noticed at that time that something was off in that moment, you know. And then when Danielle and Pierce discussed afterwards, he asked her if they were okay. And she said, "I think so." And his face dropped. And I just felt so bad for Pierce. Yeah. The boss in the ugly sweater, that added a little levity, right? And I chuckled. Everyone at the party was dressed up except the boss. So that was funny. And then at the dance, I thought it was so cute when the DJ said, yeah, we're going to rock until the break of 8 p.m. get it? Normally you're partying till the break of dawn, but because these were school age kids, they were partying till 8, you know. That was funny to me, at least. I thought the cast was really good. I was moved by all of their performances. Up until the very end, I thought the story was very believable, and I was convinced by these performances, right? I was just waiting for Danielle to wake up at the end, weren't you? I love this movie. I recommend it. It's worth the watch for sure. Christmas Bedtime Stories. Have you seen the movie? What did you think? You have to let me know your thoughts in a comment below. And that's all I have. So be sure to come back and give me a listen. I'd love for you to like, share, follow, comment, and subscribe, all of which will help my channel grow. So thank you in advance. My name is Danielle, and you're listening to Chatter Out Loud. Thank you so much for joining me, and as always, I appreciate your support. And that's all I have. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.